The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
I saw a survey that said, you know, people working from home are neglecting personal hygiene.
Well, sure. Obviously. I mean, why?
Yeah. Why put on makeup? Why get dressed up when...
Let's hope they're still doing deodorant.
You're not seeing anybody. You're not seeing the office.
Yes, but you're still seeing other members of your family. So yeah. For their sakes.
Yeah, but they live...
Let's keep brushing the teeth and let's keep putting deodorant on.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think there are some essential... like bathroom and hygiene things that you need to make sure that you're taking care of.
I still have to remind my kids about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, we all been there, right?
I think my kid will be 30 and I'll still be calling asking, did you put deodorant on today and have you brushed your teeth?
Well, I mean, yesterday it was a question of, hey, how many days has it been since you've showered? And then it was like, all right, how about tomorrow? We put a little gold star on the calendar and say, tomorrow's your shower day.
That's the day?
Yeah, let's just go ahead and say that. But yeah.
I still have to do that to feel clean and to feel like, okay, I can still function throughout the day, even if it's mostly at home.
I got to be honest that if we were forced to do the show from our own houses, like a lot of different radio shows and TV, you know, anchors and stuff like that are doing now, I may not be as clean as I am now. Okay. I'm still showering. I'm wearing clean clothes. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm washing my hair.
The bedhead, keep the jammies on.
I would probably rock the bedhead at least through the show. Uh-huh. I probably wouldn't get up and shower and put clothes on for the show.
Sure.
I'd probably just wear my boxers and my t-shirt and whatever.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope it comes to that.
Really?
That would be amazing. No, I don't really. Legit. It'd be a logistical nightmare for
so
us to pull off the show separately in different houses.
Yeah. But besides that, but like, how many times have you, and I'm sure this is happening a lot more now that people are stuck in quarantine and are telecommuting and are trying to work remotely. How many times have you spoken to someone on the phone while you've been on the restroom, while you've been using the restroom?
Usually... Okay, it's just been a select few. It's just because it was inconvenient timing, but I didn't want to ignore the call.
So let me tell you a quick story.
My sister or my husband.
Let me tell you a quick story.
Okay.
One, I do that all the time to anybody.
Oh, great.
If I actually pick up the phone when you're calling me, there could be a high percentage that I'm on the using the restroom.
I was going to say, typically you just don't answer.
I don't. Right.
Okay.
But when I do. So last week, our boss called me.
Oh my God.
And I see who's calling me. And it was right after we got a Zoom like conference call, right? So
like an invitation for
yeah,
it?
Yeah, okay. I was already on a Zoom. So I had to use the restroom throughout that Zoom call. And I was like, all right, yay, it's over. I can go.
I got a window.
And so I get up and I start to walk to the restroom. He calls me. And I'm like, oh.
Like FaceTime call?
No, not FaceTime.
Okay.
So I'm like, in my head, I'm going, okay, mm-mm, can I manage this? Because it was one of those like critical stages where I'm like, I got to go.
Yeah. Once your brain has decided it's time to go now.
Right. Your body's like, let's do it.
You can't stop that.
Let's do it.
There's no stopping that freight train.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, uh-huh. So my boss calls and I'm looking at the phone and I'm like, oh gosh. Okay. All right.
Just don't answer. Call him back. You call him back. You call him. You answered.
I did. So
did you continue?
I hadn't gotten there yet. That was the struggle in my brain. I'm like, okay, is it going to be a quick call? Maybe it's going to be a quick call. So I answer and I realize.
Is it ever a quick call?
It's not going to be a quick call. So I'm like, okay. So I'm sneaking. I'm like sneaking to the restroom.
Are you muting your end?
I'm not. I can't because he's asking me questions.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like sweating at this point.
Well, yeah.
For a couple different reasons. I get to the restroom and he's still on the phone and I'm like, he's going to tell. He's going to know.
Wait, you're at your house, right? You're not here, right?
I'm here.
Oh, God, I was going to say, you could say like, you know, the dog is eating the cat or something. Hang on just a sec. I'll call you right back.
There are a million
emergencies that you can make up at your house.
No.
The reasons why you got to call him back.
Right. No. So I'm sitting there and I enter it's an empty building.
Right.
It's after the show.
Uh-huh.
And so I enter the stall and I'm like, okay, I've got to do it. I've got to do it.
Does he notice you're echoey at this point? Because you're in the bathroom.
My body is saying, you know, my mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes. And so I get there and Kelly, I am praying. I am praying to whoever is listening.
Uh-huh.
That there's no noise.
Oh yeah, there's always noise. There's always noise. There was noise, wasn't there?
I am like, okay. And I'm like, have a buckle. I'm like trying to unbuckle and I'm not like, okay, I'm trying to do it with one hand and like hold it with my ear against my shoulder.
Oh my God.
And I tried to, and even sitting, I tried to hold it as long as I could to try to like wrap things up. But my body again, my body was telling me yes.
Oh my God. I have such a mental picture I'm so angry about right now. I don't want to see it in my head.
And so I think he knew.
Okay.
I think he had to know.
Did he?
Because there was noise. I think he had to know, but it was unspoken.
Okay.
It was an unspoken, like, I understand what you're doing.
An inconvenient time.
Right.
it was inconvenient.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not like you can just bang on things around just to make the noise.
No.
Because then that's obvious where you are, too.
Yeah, I mean, I left the stall door open, too. I didn't want to risk even had the stall door creaking.
Right,
you
absolutely.
Know?
Yeah, no. I don't even bother closing the stall door anymore anyway.
So my whole point was, you know, people let their personal hygiene kind of go when you're working remotely there.
Okay, I forgot where we started. I always forget where we start.
I always forget where we started.